Брата забрави, чуй за сините скали си припомни, нов път всеки ден напред намери, как обичаш е да се катериш. Котката поредна спревърни, извън картата да излети, с бъдещето си ако играеш.
Good evening and welcome to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic, alternative and all kinds of stuff that can fit vaguely into that genre. The show is brought to you by myself tonight and I'm joined with Adam, our semi-frequent co-presenter. So good evening, Adam.
Evening. Long time no see.
I know, you've not managed it to get here in a while, but it's good to see you back. And what did we start there with? We started with a new Ladytron track, wasn't it?
Yes.
Black Cat, I believe that's off the forthcoming album.
Velocifero.
Yes, I've got some details of release dates and things like that, which we'll mention a bit later in the show when we run down things happening and gigs and clubs and things being released. So I'll run down that a bit later. But yeah, that's off their new album, and they've released that as a completely unprotected... free to everyone MP3 on their main website, ladytron.com, which is well worth getting hold of, and a brilliant taster for the forthcoming album, I believe. I do love the drums in that, kind of almost bizarrely electronic industrial ones. But as always, going to bring you tunes and stuff going on and a bit of nattering in between. So it's not really rocket science, but it's what we do, and we hope you enjoy it. So that was Ladytron. We're going to continue with...
IMX. The single mix of Nightlife from Advanced Electronics 6, and I'm now kicking myself that I managed to miss them live the other week.
Oh, bugger. All right. Yeah. Anyway, here we go.
Thank you.
Okay, you're still listening to Dax Elijah on BCB 106.6 FM. We had there, that was Inyo with The Offering, off Ensite Bunker Tracks 3 compilation. That's a massive compilation. Loads of stuff to get through on there. Before that, we had Everything Goes Cold with the fantastically titled I've Sold Your Organs on the Black Market to Finance the Purchase of a Used Minivan that I've got on promo. I don't think that's actually been released yet. I really need to jump back to that guy's MySpace. MySpace.com, Everything Goes Cold. You can find it on there and play it. And I'm sure he'll mention to the masses when he actually gets around to mastering that to his heart's content and releasing it properly. And before that, we had IMX with Nightlife off yet another compilation, Advanced Electronics Volume 6.
Last compilation of the night, we promise.
No,
actually, we're lying, aren't we?
I'm not going to guarantee
no,
that.
No, let's not.
But yes, coming up later, I think, yeah, we'll leave the gig and club guide and stuff like that till later. We'll play you some more tunes because we've got loads of music to get through. I love it when you come in here, on Adam, because you always bring a good selection of stuff I've really just either not known very well or even older new stuff. You've just got this kind of different knowledge base.
And even worse, I've been shopping.
And yes, I read recently you'd been spending money, which is great. You keep introducing me to albums that I end up buying anyway, so it's detrimental on my wallet too.
Oh good, it's a bad influence. It's not just me then.
No, it's a chaos theory, because I'm sure I do it to other people as well, and that's kind of half of the point of the show, just playing people tunes, because hopefully they're good tunes. But yes, let's get on with the tunes. We've got next I Scintilla.
Hello, Teenage America.
You heard there KMFDM with Vogue from Money, and before that we had Einstein Tiller with Melt from Optics. And now I think it's well worth getting into the much promised gig club gig and club and stuff going on events for the next fortnight or so. I think when I say fortnight, it's kind of a bit vague in that respect, so we'll keep it vaguely along those lines.
And we could be here a while too with tonight's listing too.
I know I've got a few. I don't know if regular listeners to the show know this, but me and Adam don't actually correlate our list beforehand, so we try and wing this and see who's got what, so we may have complete duplicates, or we usually end up with a good spectrum of everything, don't we?
Somewhere, yeah.
Okay, what I've got in front of me is Ladytron. We opened the show with Ladytron, with a new track from their forthcoming album. The track was Black Cat, and that's available from ladytron.com. And they're playing, I think the nearest I've got them playing is Manchester Academy, Academy 3, so one of the smaller Academy venues,
I believe. That's a one-off gig. They're doing more later in May, late into May and early June.
Yes, I remember now. I was looking down their MySpace, and they've got a UK tour that seems to miss out most of the middle of England. It gets kind of Birmingham-ish,
Newcastle-ish. I don't quite understand. I don't quite understand what the listing is either. But
they are treating us with an early Manchester show. So Manchester, that's on the 30th of April. More information at ladytron.com, and the new album, Velocifero, I believe.
Velocifero. I think it's Spanish.
That should be out on the 3rd of June. What else have I got listed? Saturday. Let's go for tonight. You've probably missed it if you're listening to the show. Bad Moon Rising. Tonight, Thursday, the 10th of April. Now, this is Bradford's new weekly goth night at the Manville Arms. Free in, real ale, goth music. More information at www.gothupnorth.co.uk. So that's brought to you by the Carpe Noctem Geezers. What else have we got? This coming Saturday the 12th of April, we have Transmission at the Subculture in Leeds, 10 p.m. till 3 a.m. It's kind of goth, alternative, bit of all kinds of stuff going on there. Request-friendly DJs, £3 before 11. More information at failing to speak here. www.transmissionleeds.com. Transmission-leeds.com. Also on Saturday the 12th of April, we have Darklands in York. That's at the Junction in York. All kinds of goth going on there, 8 p.m. till 1 a.m. £3 on the door, and more information at www.darklands.org.uk.
And in addition, that Saturday night, there's also the usual Gubbins at Corp in Sheffield. Corporation.org.uk, usual three rooms, one metal, one classic cock rock, and the usual bleep and goth and industrial room. £1 in before... God, what is it? £1 in before 10, I think, and five or otherwise. Something like that.
It's one of the mod nights. I think I've only really got to the Corp for gigs, so I wouldn't know what the standard entry procedure is.
I can't remember the last time I got there late enough to pay a fiver either. That's the problem.
So, yes, Corp, more information at corp.org.uk. Corporation.org.
Yeah.
Okay. Following week, we have on Saturday the 19th of April, Wendy House at Leeds Uni Student Union, with the main room of goth, alternative cheese, and the mutate room of hard dance and industrial. That runs from 9 p.m. till 2:30 a.m. £5 on the door. More information at www.thewendyhouse.org.
Can I go in there before we forget?
I think that's very appropriate timing for you to chip in here.
You know, just possibly, seeing as yours truly is helping out on the birthday one. May the 17th is the Wendy House's 10th birthday, which makes me feel very, very old indeed, seeing as I've been going to at least 8 or 9 of years of those. And they're doing a special one. The main room is the usual alternative goth stuff. And Mutate Room moves back down to mine for the night, the one where it was, a year and a half ago, something like that?
The one with the odd wood panelling I've never really got on with, but a lot of people seem to like that, because it's got nice comfy couches.
And a big sunken dance floor, and they've got a special guest in, along with Gillian Echo in there, and a certain Ronan Harris from VNV Nation is helping them out, DJ in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the middle room where Mutate is at the moment, special one-off, as myself with my Stormblast hat on rather than my Control Frequency hat on, Bug from Devastator in Leeds, and who else? Spike from Assault in Nottingham, doing a one-off metal night in that room to cater for the enormous number of metal requests, and I've seen the list, and there's a lot of it. And we'll be playing everything from mainstream metal to extreme metal, but I can promise you now there will be no Manowar. So don't even ask. I believe the usual price applies. So fiver on the door, £4.50 in advance. I believe it's 9 till 3.
That's what I've seen. Yeah, 9 till 3. So half an hour longer on its birthday.
Yeah, and look out for the purple flyers, because we're going to carpet bomb you everywhere.
Yep. That's definitely great news to see. Wendy House going three rooms, even for a one-off. So
yes.
I'll be definitely getting myself along to that. It'll be great to see, just to be able to bounce between the three rooms.
Until we scare everyone off in the metal room. But hey, it'll be fine. Seriously, it should be a good laugh. In addition, on the 19th as well, there is in Manchester Noise Tech that night, which is a kind of a randomly every 3 months or so noise and stuff night, which has the rather brutal feelings of White House bringing the noise at that one. It's at Jabez Clegg. I can't remember what the Noise Techies website off the top of my head. I'm sure we'll pop a link on the website.
Yeah.
But yeah, Dyspraxia, well, a local Manchester artist, and a number of others have played, but expect loads of brutal noise and breakcore and very loud things to bring your earplugs.
Yeah, we sometimes cover some really noisy stuff on this show, but it sounds like that's a whole night of it.
I'm not sure even I can do with that, to be honest. I've done White House before, but yeah, bring your earplugs.
Right, what I've got left is mainly a list of gigs. Stunningly, they're all happening at the Corporation. So, very Sheffield biased at the moment, but on Friday the 11th of April, we've got Pride and Fall, Auto Aggression and Novus. Nova seem to be bouncing around quite a lot, so if you haven't seen them yet, you're bound to if you
end up with gigs. A couple of fans in the band, they're good.
Couple of weeks after that, 1 week after that, on Friday the 18th of April, you've got Emily Autumn and Seaburn playing the Corporation in Sheffield. The Pride and Fall Auto Aggression Novus gig was £10 with on £10 advance, so probably 12 on the door, something like that. And doors at 7 p.m. The Emily Autumn and Seaburn gig is £12 advance, doors 7 p.m. Also, what else is there? Oh, and Friday, looking a bit ahead now, Friday the 2nd of May, we've got Soman and Modulate at the Corporation in Sheffield, £10 on the door. Well, no, £10 advance, 7 p.m. for doors. Okay. And on Saturday the 24th, we've got Panzer AG of Combi Christ fame. And support. I don't know who the support that's going to be.
No, it's not been announced yet.
Again, £12 advance, probably more on the door, so doors are 7 p.m. And more information about all those gigs can be found at www.corporation.org.uk. So that's a stunning lineup. I'm hoping Leeds is going to get, well, Leeds Centre, Bradford, anywhere just outside of Sheffield, a bit more northern than Sheffield. I'd love to get a bit of a feed of these gigs. But
I'm not going to complain. Living in Sheffield, it's fine by me. It doesn't mean I have to go very far.
Yeah, trying to get a good coverage of this part of the country. It seems very either biased down to Sheffield or across to Manchester. So it's really kind of an odd waiting at the moment. Give us a nice smattering in Leeds and we'll really enjoy it. The other thing worthy of mention, I've got at least two festivals to announce now. Woolstock. I think I've mumbled about this for a bit, but we've had the full lineup announced in the last week or so. So that's going to happen on the last weekend in May. So Friday the 30th of May, we have quite an electronic day with XP8 headlining, Modulate, Uberbyte, Action Direct, and Novus. We also have on the Saturday, that's the 31st of May, Incubus Succubus headlining with Uninvited Guest, Corrosion and Razorblade Kisses, and on Saturday the first, Sunday the 1st of June, Manuscript, Zeitgeist Zero, The Spares and Dinosis. Now, Phonopol's been doing a fantastic job of organising this, but he's also, I was going to list ticket prices, but the full weekend ticket is £20 for a good number of bands there. But you can buy individual day tickets, you can buy a combined Saturday and Sunday ticket. All the combinations are doable. It's really quite complicated, so I didn't want to read that out. But if you go to woolstock.co.uk, it's all there. But if you want to go for the whole weekend, the most it'll cost you is the £20 ticket for the full weekend. And that's looking pretty damn good to me, to be honest. What else have we got? We've got the announcements for Infest as well. That was the other major festival.
Well, how could we forget that?
As Adam said, we have got a big list of stuff going on.
Where do we start with Infest? Should we start with the big stuff?
As of reading, disclaimer this with, as I'm reading this, this is what I know at the moment, but the Infest has been trickling out announcements almost weekly, so it could change by the time you listen to this show. Let's start with the biggest names, and then the rest in no particular order. So we've got Front 242, I think I mentioned that on the last
show. Which has been greeted with whoops of joy all over the internet.
I think a lot of people are very excited about that.
Seeing as it got leaked out by the band accidentally and someone found it before Infest put it on, because they put it on their live page and someone went, oh look, they're playing live at Infest. And we were like, oh cool. And Infest grudgingly announced it later in the day.
But there was a rumour, so I think people were intentionally checking
pages. Yes, you do get
on a probably daily basis.
Who else do we have? And one of the other big headliners, so it appears.
Yes.
German, bleepy, body pop, fun, a bit naff cheesy stuff at points, but they are great fun.
Yes, well, to be honest, I'm probably one for playing loads of electro synth pop that people consider naff and cheesy. So,
well, you know.
But I love it to bits.
Uh-huh.
There's a place for it all. Following that, we've got Skin Job playing. which, to be honest, I've seen him live a couple of times now in much smaller gigs, and I think he's doing absolutely fantastic. He's got a few festivals lined up this year, hasn't he?
There's something of a running joke that I still haven't seen him live. no matter where he plays, I've always got something else on and I can never make it.
I seem to have missed Modulate in that exact same style.
I don't think I'm going to get away with missing Skinjobber at Infest, to be honest. So I'll be down the front for that one to check it out.
Right, who else have we got? SFX. These are a bit of an unknown.
5FX.
5FX.
Yes, X5F55. One of them left and they became 5FX.
And I saw that YouTube clip that people have posted around of one of their live shows, and they look utterly nuts. Completely nuts.
I've heard nothing but great things from Machine Fest last year, and apparently they're fantastic fun live and pretty heavy too. So good, one of the good noise artists for the year, I think.
I imagine they'll fit quite well with Coraline in the nuts stage show department.
I don't think we're even going to try and take bets on what Chris might come up with to wear for that. I'm sure he's got months to plan, so I'm sure he'll come up with something.
Yes, definitely. So, yeah, there's also Coraline. There's also, better run down this a bit quicker, we've got Grendel, Tysk Ludder,
Marshos. The Australian king that is Snog, who has been around for years and years and years and is fantastic to see him playing. So that will be really cool. And finally, we have 100 Blumen,
yes,
or 100 Flowers, if you want to translate it into English. Mm-hmm. Ant Zen's noise contribution to the festival this year. Looking good, I'd say, this year.
It is looking pretty damn fantastic.
Yeah.
And there's still three artists left to announce, which still could be interesting. You never know what these organisers are going to pull out of their hat. I think
we should remind everybody, by the way, tickets are £45, get them from infestuk.com or the various other places that they point out on the website. Accommodation is all on the website. There's a web store, you can do it out, you can do it by post still, but get them in quick because I reckon it'll sell out quick.
Yes, indeed. So that's our plugging duty for the evening, I think, I think completely over.
Should we get on with some tunes?
What have I got lined up next?
Strongkern.
Okay.
light, darkness prevails.
We've, as usual, run out of time trying to crowbar in as much as we can. So that was Solitaire Experiments with Odyssey of Mind. Before that, we had a surprise that Adam kindly brought in. Dragons, which are a band I've heard mentioned many a time and been meaning to catch up on.
And so had I. We completely missed them, and it turns out they're ace.
Yep, that was Dragons with Here Are the Roses from Here Are the Roses. And before that, we had the completely... traditional but brilliant Stromkern dance floor filler stand-up from Light It Up. I want to thank you for tuning in. If you've enjoyed this stuff, if you've enjoyed our rambling and the tunes, because that's pretty much what we do, join us in a fortnight's time where there'll be more of the same. And we're going to leave you tonight with one from Adam. What have we got?
We've got from the new Hasiko album, Memorias Atras. This is Drowning, which was kind of a single, but look out for the video on YouTube because Walt Disney didn't like it. Anyway, good night.
It's always a good reason.